Hello, Podlers. Coming up, a very sinister parrot.
Come on.
I'm right here.
Come here.
Come this on. This is as close as I'm going to get,
come
baby.
Come here.
I think you're going to bite my toes.
No. I'm not going to hurt you. What's the matter?
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This has come in. It says, hello, Dave, and hello, team. Please can I and all the other teachers in England get a big shout-out? I'm aware it's not just after nine, which is shout-out time, as we break up for the summer today. Thank you for getting me through the last academic year. Listening to you guys and laughing before has really got me through work. Mr. Cutler, the PE teacher.
Lovely stuff.
Well done, nice. Mr. Well Cutler. Done.
You've earned your long break.
Your words mean a lot. Yes, to all the teachers, well yeah. done. And now, they're our problem. It's strange because I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday and his thing on it is like he likes the holidays because it means he hasn't got to get up, make the lunches, do the uniforms and do the school run. I was like, I feel like I've had my afternoon stolen from me. So it's two different sides of the coin. Two different sides of the coin. Anyway, thank you to all the teachers and wherever you are, if you are one, enjoy your well-earned break, as Matt Dyson says. So let's talk gift cards, shall we? It's £250 worth. And we're giving this away thanks to Wix, where you can find all the essentials to refresh your garden space, from compost and garden sleepers to fencing and decking. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality. You can shop now at wix.co.uk. Matt, we're going to play Lead You Down the Garden Path again. How does this one work?
Well, you know me, Dave.
Yes, I do.
You know Anna and Glenn.
I do.
And we all lead incredibly interesting lives.
Sure you do.
And we're going to tell you a tale from our lives, but you can't always trust us. One of us will be lying. The other two are telling the truth. All you have to do is correctly identify who is trying to lead you down the garden path and you will win. It's as simple as that, my lovely touch of topsoil.
Well, right back catcher.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Which member of the team, Matt, Anna or Glenn, is doing just that? Win yourself a Wix gift card worth £250. And in play this morning, a fan of Absolute 80s, we have Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show, my friend. Happy Friday to you. So you're going to get three stories. You just need to basically tell me who's lying to us, Nick, as we lead you down the garden path. And the theme this morning, team, is it happened on a night out. Matt.
I once got stuck in a sailor's bar in Italy for about 4 hours, right, on a night out.
Yeah.
It was in the city of Bari, and there was a massive downpour of rain, and the streets were flooded. So me and my mates Jay and Joe had to go into this bar, and it was a sailor's bar.
Yeah.
And we
so they were
leave.
In their element during
yeah.
that flood.
Yeah, so this, all the sailors together, and it was just us and loads of Italian sailors, and they were doing karaoke, and my friend Joe sang That's Life by Frank Sinatra on the karaoke with dancers on stage. It was amazing. We were drinking a lot of port and lager at the time, but it was one of the best nights of my life.
Have you lifted that from an episode of The Simpsons? Okay, Anna Geary.
So my friend Ashley was dating a helicopter pilot and he dropped her off in London in the chopper for a night out.
Wow.
And they landed at the London helipad in Battersea.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Glenn?
I was once hired as a gorilla. A nightclub that was having an Alan Partridge themed night, and me and a friend were paid to dress up as monkeys and do monkey tennis.
Okay, so Nick, who's leading you
Good
up
luck,
the garden path? One of those is a lie. Unbelievably, only one of them is. Who's telling the lie, Matt, Anna or Glenn?
I think it's Glenn.
You think it's Glenn? Glenn, is that a lie?
I'm afraid when I was 20 years old, I was hired as a gorilla.
You've played
We've got so much tennis.
Yep,
never got paid.
Unfortunately, you've not won the gift card. Online two, we've got Damien. Good morning, Damien.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, Damien. So, Glenn actually has been hired to play monkey tennis. Unbelievable.
Why have you never mentioned this before?
I think I sort of blocked it out. I think I was so annoyed that I didn't get paid that I didn't want to give him any airtime.
Oh, yeah,
that's
fine.
Why I didn't mention the name of the club. Yeah. It was Plug in Sheffield. There we go.
Yes. So, who's leading you up the garden path, Matt or Anna?
Well, now, I'm gonna hedge my bets here, and I'm hoping I'm not wrong. Matt, please tell me you've led me up the garden path.
I have not.
Matt has not led you up the garden path.
It's true.
He was in a sailor's bar.
Yeah.
My goodness. Anna, you made up the helicopter landing in Battersea on the date. Okay, that means we do not give away a Wix gift card.
Right.
So do we share it amongst ourselves?
Let's go and get all of the sleepers, fencing and decking we need. And, of course, compost. In fact, I'm going to jump on wix.co.uk right now. Thanks, listeners.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is social ammunition time. Matt Dyson, what's going on out there?
Well, it's Talking Pet of the Week Friday, of course, isn't it? So we have to have some talking animals. And we thank you, kids. Yeah. A parrot called Shady featured on the show yesterday. And by chance, we have a talking parrot today. It's quite a scary parrot, this one. Quite an intimidating parrot. From Kev Rob on Instagram sent me this. The speaking is amazing, but it's like the owner's thinking, please don't peck me. And the parrot's like, oh, it's okay, I'm not going to hurt you. And as you'll hear in the clip, he eventually, well, I don't want to give any spoilers. You just listen to the story unfold. Here it is.
I'm right here.
Come here.
Come this on. Is as close as I'm going to get.
Come here.
I think you're going to bite my toes.
No. I'm not going to hurt you.
What's wrong?
Oh, I'm not going to hurt me.
Wow.
No. I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh. You're so sweet.
What's the matter?
Do you think you're going to bite me?
No.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
See?
Hey!
That's why. See? You scared me. You
it's like it's not okay, parrot.
So, two things. A, I knew I'd seen that parrot somewhere before. It's in the basement in the movie Annabelle, amongst all of the other things. And two, that is not giving me the Friday feels.
Sorry, yeah.
You better have a better talking pet than that one.
Quite scary.
I saw a new horror film, Long Legs, the other day. Nicolas Cage's character sounds exactly like that.
Really?
Like
I can't wait to see Long Legs.
Wow, yeah. It's brilliant.
I've heard.
Yeah, it's got this really weird parrot in it. Yeah.
Great. Can't wait to see it. Okay, let's have a palate cleanser then. Let's focus on something nice.
Yes.
Like a dog saying good morning. That's
yes,
much
please.
Better.
Yeah.
So we've
like.
Had some great ones over
kids,
the years.
Kids, what do you think? Do you like that?
Yes, kids.
There
we've
you
had
go.
The hello dog who
hello.
Could forget.
Hello.
The where are you going dog who was just amazing.
best of all time.
Yeah, the best of all time. That is, this
then,
is a new
course,
one.
Of course, there was the Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank chicken.
Oh,
Jimmy
yes, of course.
Floyd. I'll leave. I'll leave if you keep
But now we have a dog saying good morning. And as you, it's pretty close. It's not quite up there with the goats, but it's pretty close, as you'll hear.
Good morning. Did you say good morning? Say good morning.
I've got to tell you something though, and I'm so sorry, Ike Beeswamble, but in full disclosure, we do a thing on the show, we pre-fade the clips. It means we can hear it while you're listening to the songs, we can hear what's going to play. Matt, would you start that clip again for me, please? So when Matt pre-faded the clip and that bit played, which is the owner of the dog, Mark went, oh, that's amazing.
Do you know what? I'll hold my hands up.
That was clearly a human. That was clearly the human.
I love it.
The dog's one was just thinking, mowning.
It's
giving Officer Crabtree from a lower low.
It is.
It?
It's very a lower low.
I'll share them on my socials. You'll be talking about them later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, this time last week, I was on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, amongst other things, I missed this happening live.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank!
I did that in good faith.
It's the biggest regret of my career is that I wasn't here to see that.
You'll never know the context.
Yeah, sorry. I will stop playing it eventually. we stayed at this amazing hotel. We were in Spain, and part of this hotel and part of the appeal was they had this thing called dining on the beach. So you could do both lunch and dinner there, and they effectively had taken over this section of the beach where there was like a bit of a shack, and then there were three rows of tables that went out on this little wooden decking. Then there was the golden sand, and then there was the Mediterranean Ocean. And the three of us, myself, Sarah Jane and Evie, we were kind of three rows back from the front. It was busy, you know, of course it is. And we were sat there, and I was cutting my food, and I took a mouthful, and I looked up, and I looked into my five-year-old daughter's face, and she was just staring off into the distance, looking out to the ocean, like the Mediterranean Sea. In. The sun was coming down. Beautiful. It was like late afternoon. We were under a little shelter, and then you know it was just glinting off the waves as they crested, and it was coming in. And I thought, how amazing! You know, what a lovely moment. And I need to be more mindful. People tell us this all the time, don't they? You need to capture this moment.
Live in the moment.
Photograph this, remember it, you know. Yeah. Don't tell it as an anecdote on the show. All that stuff. Right, so I'm just looking at her little beautiful face as she looks out. And I follow her eye line. And I go straight across the tables in front. And it turns out she wasn't looking at the ocean and taking it all in. She was actually looking at the iPad of a little boy who was sat about six tables away watching Bluey. So he had his back to us and so we could see his screen, and she was just transfixed. And then Sarah Jane came back. She'd been in the loo. She came back and she joined us, and we're both staring now. She's like, "It's beautiful, isn't it?" I'm like, "Yeah, it really is." It's that one where the dad's in the armed forces and he teaches his son cricket.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'd like to do a bit of a social ammunition kind of update. Not an extra, because you do an extra after 9 o'clock here on the show. A little update, because yesterday you bought us the incredible vocal dexterity of somebody who had named themselves the deep-voiced goth.
Yes, yeah.
So that was, and we all had a go at it. It was a little competition that you set up for us, and it was great fun. Listen again in the Rayo app. So that was great. But then yesterday, I made a bit of a mistake, because when we were saying goodbye in the final talky bit, we named the daily podcast, "Take That, Deep Voiced Goth," and Matt makes a decision on what the podcast's going to be called. And then I foolishly said, even saying it now, I said, "Talking of deep voiced goths, Leona Graham's up next."
Unbelievable.
And
she's not even a goth, she's an emo.
No, 100%. She's a rock star, is what she is.
She's a rocker.
She's 100% rocker.
It was just a bit of fun, though, wasn't it? Just a gentle.
Yeah, ribbon. I don't know if I can go around calling a broadcasting legend a deep voiced goth. Anyway, Zigga Zagga on X has. He's basically grassed me up.
No.
He added Leona in. This is why I don't like social media sometimes.
In case she missed
he added Leona in and added Absolute Radio in, so I'm in trouble with everyone here now. Saying, 100%. Dave Berry must be very brave or very foolish or probably both. Can't believe he just called Leona Graham, at Leona Graham, a deep voice goth. Now, Leona is on this stuff all the time. Mm.
Yeah.
So she replies, it's Leona, electric guitar in the middle, Graham, by the way. So she's like, "I'm a rock star, not a goth." And she just put, and it's really, it's more sinister than the parrot you brought us in this morning. Yeah. So
she's not just a slash his hat, has she?
No, she's added me in. "He did what?" And "what" is all in capital letters.
And really deep as well.
Yeah.
"He did what?"
Don't make it worse, Glenn.
This is really...
You know I'm not bigger than that.
Zigga Zagga's listening to this.
You're going to tell the other about that, are you, Zigga Zagga? Yeah, you go for it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, and for the final time, we are playing Kendall's Calling. Matt Dyson is about to receive a phone call from one of the lineup of this year's Kendall Calling Festival, and all you need to do is work out who it is, but just by hearing Matt's side of the conversation. And playing along this morning, we have Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. Danny's in Stansted. He likes the main station. Occasionally, he likes a little bit of 80s. That's how you use the Rayo app. So, Danny, we just got to wait for Matt's phone to ring, basically, mate. Yeah, so, if you've got a couple of minutes, because we never know. It's totally ad hoc, so we don't know if you get any... Oh, hang on. Oh, there we go. Listen in, Danny. Listen in. Listen in, Danny.
Hello. Don't have a go at me. Come on, don't be like that. Well, what have you done today to make you feel proud?
Oh, and they've hung up. Oh, okay. Quite an abrupt end to the call. I hope they're
That's
okay.
A short one, that.
You've upset another celebrity, haven't you?
Yes, I have. She wasn't happy.
Danny, any idea who that is?
It was a bit of a short one. But Heather Small.
It is Heather Small. Yeah. 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 Make you feel proud from the birthing chair. chamber.
From the birthing chamber.
From the birthing chamber. Yes, Danny, you are off to Kendall Calling Festival. Congratulations. If you don't know what I'm shouting from the birthing chamber, just go into the Rayo app. All the previous shows are on demand. Just listen through them and it'll all make sense.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where recently I've been talking indoor, I've been talking outdoor, I've been talking lawn green, I've been talking crown green, I've been talking bowls.
Yes.
And you guys out there have been incredible. I already have a mentor in the shape of Jasmine. We have a club to play at and practice thanks to Angela from Bounds Green Bowls Club. And right here in the studio, we happen to have a set of French boule, yes, left over from a 10 weeks of tickets game, yeah, from about a year and a half ago.
Long time ago.
It was your chance to see the Rolling Stones.
Was
that
it?
Was what we, that's what we were doing. Yeah, yeah. So the equipment isn't quite right, but no. I think it's about time, after all this talking of bowls, that we actually gave it a go.
Yeah, bowls on the radio. They said it wouldn't work. Let's find out.
Let's find out. We're going to make our way into our... Let's have a look. A rather busy office, to be fair.
Yeah, it's starting to fill up.
Yeah, it is starting to fill up. Yeah. But we're going to go out and we're going to give it a go and see what Jasmine and Angela and all you guys think of our attempt. Find out next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, we have come outside into the office on a large carpeted area as people bustle about, pretending to be busy. There's a lot of that in media. And we're about to give bowls its first practical challenge. We have four woods each. The jack is 12.2 metres or 40 feet away in old money. Right, Matt, would you like to go first?
Okay, yes. Now, these are boule we're using, but I don't want to use my traditional French boule technique. There's some people.
Oh, coming. There's a whole
they're
load of people.
Kick over
they're
going to
kick the jack.
This is no, always going to be
problematic. They've moved us. That's great. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so I'm just going to try and roll it. I go low and then release the wood. Is that what it was, Dave?
Yeah, the wood. Okay. Low and release your wood.
I think I may have gone too hard there, but actually,
it's good.
Really good.
Okay, you've overshot slightly.
Really good trajectory, though.
Low, this is what my guru, Jazz, can you not stand so
sorry,
close
yeah,
behind,
yeah.
Please?
No, I'm just trying to see.
Delicate touch.
Oh, he's gone right off to the side there. And it won't come back round, unfortunately.
Okay, you'll go.
Because these have no bias
on
them,
look, there it is.
That's close, though. That's the closest one.
Okay, go
ahead. There's no bias on these boule balls. Some would say there's enough bias in mainstream media anyway, so we shouldn't have them, you know. Right, here we go. I've gone too hard again, I think. Maybe not. Oh, I'm pleased with that.
Oh, wow.
And stop, little green one, yes.
That's very nice. Okay. Come on, Berry. Give us some ball. Low and release the wood.
You've gone to the side.
Straight to the skirting.
It's hitting the wall.
And now it's behind a pot plant. Well, that's awkward. In front of everybody because our building is 80% glass. Thanks for laughing, Philip.
That wouldn't happen on a real bowling green. So we'll let you off with that one. Oh, I've gone off to the side again and it's not going to come back
no,
around.
No, you've absolutely nailed this.
The distance is too far again.
Goodness me. Okay, I don't want to let Jasmine down. I don't want to let Angela down. This is for Bounds Green Bowls Club. I'm going to smash
He's
you
gone
out
in
of
with
way.
The reds. I think you are going to smash. This is as exciting as it gets.
Oh,
you smashed my yellow. Yes. Wow.
Okay.
Drama.
Right. The first bit of drama. I can't believe we're dedicating about a month of this.
This is my final ball now. I'm going to try and go really slow. Smooth action. It's bounced and I've gone too hard, I think.
You know, you're dressed like a Love Islander.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You look great.
I am, yeah. I've got pink shorts on. Yeah.
Right. So your green one there is the closest
it's
so
closest
far.
So, far.
So I've
this
got
is
a
your
lot
last
out of the
ball.
Way. I'll get closer.
Your last one.
This is it.
The
it all comes
chance.
Down to this.
Here we go.
Right, here we go. And bull.
Oh, it's a good roll. It's got the pace. Oh, it hit a little bobble then, but it's getting very close. Wow.
I think I've done it. It's between... Oh, no.
I'm not sure. I think if you measure that out, I think if you get that green is closest, I'd say.
So that was our first practical try.
It's a good start.
Matt is the victor. And there's... Well, he's also the loser. I think we're both losers here because everyone in the office is staring at us.
Yeah, let's get this over and done with quick.
To Bounds Green.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and this week here on The Breakfast Show, thanks to our friends with BWE, Big Wix Energy, we've been giving you a chance to win a Wix Fix worth £10,000 to put towards a new kitchen. Now, whether it's your first home or your forever home, find your dream kitchen at Wix. From design to installation, Wix create kitchens that you can be proud of. Whatever your budget, there's a kitchen to suit you. Plus, all kitchens include a free design service, and you can book your appointment today. So we've been having a week's worth of odes penned to the kitchens you currently have and demonstrating to the nation why you deserve the 10 grand. And joining us right now, in fact, our final entry of the week is Hayley. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. How are you all?
Very good, Hayley. Thanks. Good. Welcome along to the show. So briefly, please do fill us in on why you deserve a new kitchen.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think for the last 8 years, every time anybody comes to visit, I apologise for the state of the kitchen as they come in. Okay. So, and we start to proceed to tell them everything that we want to do with it, just because it makes us feel a little bit better. Not that we've actually had the chance to do it.
Okay, so you're like, come with me on a journey to where this is the kitchen sink and this is where the drawers will be. And so you've got the vision in your mind and you're sharing it with everyone who comes by your home and you want to turn that vision into a reality. Well,
we did
ask you to give us an ode and I've got it in front of me and my goodness, it's Sylvia Plath levels this, Hayley. It's look at that.
Do you know what? Wow.
It's 9 pages long. The audio clip is over 17 minutes. So settle down. This is Hayley's ode with all the bells and whistles. Enjoy.
I'm kitchen embarrassed, not kitchen proud. A word that I need to shout aloud. We viewed the house and said we love this place. As the kitchen was bigger, we had more space. We moved home excited with wide open eyes and opened the cupboards and to our surprise, we just had doors. It was an empty space, not even a cupboard in which things we could place. We did our best to store cups and glasses, but alas, there is no space for our spices or molasses. The handles don't work, they come off in your hand. The drawers are split and their colour is bland. The plumbing is shot, we have a brick under a pipe, but this is not our only gripe. The lighting is rubbish, we can't always see. As the bulbs stop working intermittently. The chip sink is so hard, it smashes our plates. I've lost count of the cups we have lost to date. The work surface is chipped, the cooker is old. The heating is dreadful, as it's always cold. It's falling apart, we loathe it so much. It's not a kitchen that anyone could love. It's a dark and really depressing space. Wix, can you come and our kitchen replace? Make it light and airy and a work of art. A place from which we don't want to depart. To the hub of the house, a space to make us proud. We love our kitchen. We could shout aloud.
There's got to be bonus points for molasses.
We haven't heard that in a poem before.
What's that word Gary Lightbody's using in the new Snow Patrol song?
Unequivocally.
Yeah, it's like molasses unequivocally. I mean, bonus points all round for Snow Patrol and Hayley. The judges have had more than enough of an opportunity to analyse your entry, Hayley. I urge you to stay there on line one because we are going to be going through all of the entries and choosing the winner of the Wix Fix. Someone's going to be getting £10,000 and it's happening next live on The Breakfast Show. Yes, Hayley, yes!
Yes, that would be amazing because my husband just wants to get a sledgehammer out to the kitchen and get rid of it, and I'm very tempted to let him do it.
Okay, well let the judges know. We'll add that in. Thanks, Hayley. The sledgehammer, I've noted it down next to molasses. Good use of molasses, no sledgehammer. Got it.
Thank you so much, guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And so here we are at the moment of truth. It is time to give one wonderful listener a £10,000 Wix Fix towards their brand new kitchen. Now, I have had 5 incredible listeners on air throughout the week. Each have penned and performed, that's key, penned and performed an ode to their dilapidated kitchen. And they've been telling us why they deserve the Wix Fix. And across the week, and this morning, this is how it sounded.
Please, can you help us get a new one? So I can tell my old one to do one. We're a little bit short of cash. We're living off crackers and mash. This would sort us out real good. We'd have the best kitchen in the hood.
Empty walls, bare plaster. No time or budget to fit it faster. Pleading children, hungry tummies. No space to cook, nowhere to wash those dummies.
The blenders roar, the microwaves hum. A symphony starts with a tap of a thumb. The toaster's a prankster, burning the bread, while the kettle boils over, turning things red. The kitchen hides snacks with mischievous glee, as the dishwasher argues with cups constantly.
The oven's shot, the fridge runs hot, and the dishwasher cracks my crockery. A new kitchen would be fab. I'd be able to cook more properly.
We did our best to store cups and glasses, but alas, there is no space for our spices or molasses. The handles don't work, they come off in your hand.
There's the molasses.
The jaws are split, and their colour is bland. The plumbing is shot, we have a brick under a pipe, but this is not our only gripe. The lighting is rubbish, we can't always see, as the bulbs stop working intermittently.
So, first of all, I would like us all to give a huge round of applause to Nick and Julie and Matt and Anna and Hayley, who we just met on The Breakfast Show. Of course, you all deserve £10,000 towards your brand new Wix kitchen, but only one of you can get the Wix fix. So it's time to announce the winner. Our panel of judges have listened to all five entries and they have made their decision, which I bet was a tough one to make.
Yeah.
They said that this entry is a cut above the rest for its performer's vocal dexterity, its multi-layered levels of surrealism, and its ad-libs from a real live parrot. The winner is Anna, everyone!
Yes.
Anna, congratulations!
Oh, thank you.
You've got yourself a £10,000 Wix fix for your kitchen. How are you feeling?
I am so excited. I cannot believe that this has happened. I'm just so, so happy. I'm just...
Yes, well done. I mean, how much of this do you feel was down to your parrot shading and how much was it down to your quote-unquote vocal dexterity as a performer?
I mean, I said to my pals last night, I said, oh, listening to the other ones, I definitely wasn't as good, but I think Shady might swing out for me.
Yeah. He's one hell of a hype man, isn't he?
Yeah,
Shady.
It really is.
Yeah.
Dre always used to say it.
So, I mean, is Shady there?
He is there. He's been a bit quiet. I don't know if he'll...
Oh, no.
He's kind of looking at me as if I've completely lost the plot now.
Yeah, well, winning 10 grand will do that towards a new kitchen.
He's not going to speak. Hey, Shady. He never does it when I want him to do it.
I like that. What he's doing, he's a class winner. He's not rubbing it in the other contestants' faces. You know, he's just going, you know, you were worthy opponents, but someone had to win. Anna, we are so pleased for you. It was a great entry, and it was so much fun having you and Shady on the show yesterday. It made for quite the moment. So you're a deserved winner, and we know that you're going to get the kitchen of your dreams. So well done, and thank you for tuning into The Breakfast Show as well.
Thank you, guys, so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm just like,
Well done, Anna. That is our pleasure. We'll speak to you real soon. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Cheers, Anna. Thank you, Shady. And that was, of course, all thanks to Wix. Now, whether it's your first home or your forever home, find your dream kitchen at Wix. From design to installation, Wix create kitchens you can be proud of. Whatever your budget, there's a kitchen to suit you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. I sincerely hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, what the no-repeat guarantee means is you're going to head into your well-earned weekend without hearing the same song twice between this moment in time and space right through till 5pm across the entire Absolute Radio network. And we pause it momentarily for Matt Dyson's social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
I have an inkling as to what's coming up, yeah, and I'm very excited about it.
It's a Friday treat specifically for you, Dave.
Thank you.
And for all of us, really. It's a nice way to send you into the weekend with a song from a guy called Fernando Ufre.
Yes.
You remember him?
Yes, Fernando.
He's the man with the big beard who does impressions of Cartman singing. Last time we had on the Social Ammo Extra, he did Paint It Black excellently. Oh. And now here is Cartman singing Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
Wow.
He was warm, he came around, he was dignified.
He's amazing,
isn't it? It's my favourite, Fernando.
He couldn't be that man I adored.
Guys.
He seemed to know, seemed to care what my heart is for. I don't know him anymore. Nothing left, just a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably have to fade it there.
You know,
I could listen to him all day, to be honest. He's so good.
Oh.
That bit as well, yeah.
Oh. Is he trying to be South Park?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Wait, what? What? What?
I was like, what's going on here?
I didn't see that.
If it wasn't for South Park, what did you think he was doing?
I just thought he was putting on a funny mask.
No, yeah, sorry, I should have explained it more.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine how Fernando would feel if someone in an audience just went, are you trying to be South Park, mate?
Oh, clever, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, who's taken sorry, yeah, that show that was really popular 15 years ago and turned it into a song? Man.
Oh, wow.
That is the death of Fernando on Social Ammo.
Do you like your cartoons?
Yeah, you grown man, Fernando. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, because it works for adults as well, doesn't it? Because of all the adult humour. Oh, you've killed him. You have killed Fernando. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Fernando.
Yeah, the day Fernando died. Yeah,
killed the moment, isn't it?
Right,
forget it.
Never, never again. We can't do it. We can't. Oh, let me get... Where's my phone? Unfollow. Yeah. I'm unfollowing him now. He's done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Another week's worth done and dusted, and what a week it has been. In fact, not only can you listen back to this edition of The Breakfast Show, but you can listen back to all of them if you like. They're available on demand in the free Rayo app. Just search Rayo, R-A-Y-O, in your app store. And of course, for those of you who love the daily podcast, well, the brand new one is about to drop. But at the moment, it's nameless. And Matt, you're the person to change that.
Yeah.
Shall we name it Stuck in a Sailor's Bar for 4 hours? Mm-hmm. Shall we name it The Talking Parrot Is Not Giving Me the Friday Feels? Do we name it Is He Trying to Do South Park? Or You Like Cartoons, Do You, Fernando?
A late contender on the Social Ammo Extra from Geary there. But yeah, I'd love it to be named after my Italian sailor friends, but I think maybe You Like Cartoons, Do You, Fernando, which we've just heard recently, maybe the way to go.
I couldn't agree more. You Like Cartoons, Do You, Fernando, is the name of the daily podcast. As I say, that will be made available real soon. Available next, Leona Graham. She's going to be here with the Tea Break Trivia, plus the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner. We guarantee to give the money away. It will be in your bank account straight after the call, and the money in question is £200,000. We'll be back with you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So as always, enjoy your weekends, but stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.